I'm given 5 minutes, okay, to do the presentation for the research projects on the faculty engineering. I think even a high-performance computer cannot do that. But I'm going to try my best, okay. And I mean, basically, the projects in engineering, doing research on simulation, modeling, and finding good solutions for difficult problems. And we also study about some fundamental problems. How can we do it better with parallel and grid computing? And we also show them some applications on the biocomputing, video coding, and graphics. And I cannot present all these projects. And I try to present those projects which have photos, okay? And the first one is simulations. And this is from civil engineering. They try to describe the behavior, the turbulent flows of the pollutants of the, some injection, okay, at different heights. And you can see that this is the lowest on the lowest ground level and these high levels. And this needs a simulation, a lot of computer power to do that. I would say that a lot of projects in engineering without the high-performance computer, we cannot carry out at all. This is another project, okay, about the pollutants. This is supposed to be the high buildings, okay, in Hong Kong. And this is the according to the road and this is the vehicle. You assume that it's going in or out of the road of this screen, and this is the free flow, okay, the air free flow, the wind, okay, blowing above, and the emission from the car, from the vehicles, okay, under this situation will be concentrated near the ground floor, and you can see that this is the turbulence, okay, about the pollutants. So this kind of simulation, it really helps to study how bad, okay, the emission from the vehicle will be. And now this is for studying the structure, building structures, okay? And we want to analyze the complicated building structures, okay? For example, this is the building, and we want to compare the deflection, okay? The reaction force and the member forces, okay, of this building. And the method we propose is using a mesh generation, okay? This is a triangular mesh. Sometimes you have a square or something like that to do that. And it's not only for regular building like that. Even for some tree or very odd-shaped building, you can use this method, using finite element to solve the problem too. And for modeling, I can give you some examples. This is for the transportation problems. You assume that these are the highways, and this is business districts, and these are the interchanges, and they are connected by the highway. This is a discrete. On the other hand, if you look at it, our city have a lot of streets, small streets. So we try to model this thing by continuous systems. On top of it, we do have a highway system. And how can we model, okay, the traffic flow, okay, of the city? Then we use finite element again, okay. We divide it into mesh, into triangular meshes, and analyzing the results. And you can see the flow is very heavy on the lengths, which represent the highways, and also the flow is concentrated at the interchanges. Okay, the color codes that this is very a lot of vehicles going through at these junctions. And this is for an example for finding good solution for some very difficult problems. This is a traffic light control. Okay, this is the junction one, and you have 5 traffic lights. And this is another junction, have 6 traffic lights. Sometimes you want to get an optimal timing, okay, on these traffic lights, so that you get an optimal results. And these traffic lights go in cycles, okay? You have green lights, and then red, and then green and red. So you want to simulate, okay, to model, okay, the situation. Then you want to find out what's the best solution, okay, so that you can get the best performance. And finding this thing is not easy, okay? This is a multi-dimensional, and the solution usually are on discrete points, okay? And we need an integer programming to do it, and which take a lot of time. And we've simplified this problem by looking at a 2-dimensional grid. And you can see that there are many points. If you study every point, then it takes a lot of time. So we try to use an arbitrary point and look at the direction which gives the best results. And this is called the steepest descent methods, okay? And again, using the high-performance computer, we can find the solution much faster. And we look at, okay, in fact, how the performance of the grid computing. And this is one of the example is for doing traffic assignments, okay, on the congested highways. And we found out that to find a solution, we need different methods. One of the methods we consider here is the genetic algorithms, okay? And because we choose that, because this is more parallel in nature. And you look at the performance. We have 16, okay, processors, okay, 16 processor here, I'm sorry, 16 processor. We expect to have a 16 time, okay, flow, fold of performance increase. This is the ideal. Okay, now under this problem or this project, we can see that this is slightly lower than the ideal. Okay, so the performance is close to the optimal. This is quite good, okay. And this is the thing we want to measure, how good the performance the grid computer can provide to us. And in computing science, okay, in our department, we do have a project, a grid computer project. And this is the test bed, okay, for 10 institutions and universities in China. You can see that in China. And this is part of the 863 project in China, okay. And we try to study the performance, okay, the fundamental performance about the grid computing. And finally, I want to show that there are some applications which I, for doing video coding. This one is just for the interface. Okay, in fact, this is the interface for the ray tracing to get a good graphics output. And to solve this thing, we use 64 nodes, okay, in parallel. Okay, and the speed up is only 40. You cannot get 64, obviously. So the speed up is 63.7. And we still want to increase, okay, the performance, okay, using this approach, okay. How can we speed up, okay, to get the optimal by using the parallelism? And there are many other projects I mentioned, okay. So all of them are fall into the classification, either simulation or modeling, and some of them are application. You can see that some of them are on video coding, okay, on the real-time video coding. And some of them are for the modeling different transport system or modeling different phenomena. So we have a number of researchers, okay. Without the high performance computer, I don't think that this project can carry on at all, okay. And that's all I want to talk about. And thank you for these people who contribute to my talk too, okay. And that's